Thank you and welcome to our guest, Dr. Lesneski of the Punxsutawney Area School District. You know, a lot of people have been saying there's no blueprint for anything like this because something like this hasn't really happened in our lifetime before.
Right. And so, you know, we just want to get our kids through the end of the school year, obviously, with the schools being closed. And we will, try to honor our seniors as best we can. We eventually someday we'll have what I would call a traditional graduation ceremony for them. But until that time, you know, when it's safe to do that, we have to keep moving forward. And so we will have called whatever you want to call it, a YouTube celebration slash ceremony for them here on June 3rd, which would have been basically the day they would have graduated under normal, normal circumstances. And, our school year is officially going to end on Friday, May 29th for the program we have out there for everyone now. And, it's sort of individualized. If the student has internet connectivity, we're using technology. If not, we're using what I would call traditional paper and packet type information. But it's obviously not the same as a daily face-to-face interaction with their teachers in the classroom. But our teachers are doing a fantastic job of reaching out and trying to keep their students engaged.
So, well, you really had to adjust the sails on this one.
Yeah, we did. And, we were dictated a little bit by what directives we got from the governor's office and from PDE, obviously. And those directives were modified and changed a little bit as well. But, we have, 2,000 students in our district, and, everyone's a little bit different, we've got certain requirements to meet with certain students, and we have to have equity. And that's, I think that's the key to all this. We really wanted to make sure that our educational offerings to students under these circumstances were equal for everybody, and provide students the same opportunities. And so that's where we are right now. But every school district in the state's in the exact same situation we are.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not like we're unique to anybody else. And right now we're starting to at least talk about plans for what it's going to look like in August and September, because who knows, right? That's a really a huge unknown. Hopefully we'll all be able to get back together, but that's not a guarantee, to protect everyone's health and safety. So, what that's going to look like or what kind of structure that's going to have at this point in time, we're just, we're starting to look at different scenarios. And I think that's, right now it's sort of a trend across the nation, for educational organizations. What's September going to look like, or start, the traditional start of the school year going to look like for everybody. We'll see what that looks like. Hopefully in another month we'll have a better feel for that. But, again, who knows? And, this is a... our area has been very fortunate and been spared, in terms of the number of cases, et cetera. But that's because we have less people in this area. Everyone's taking their appropriate precautions. But, if those precautions become less and less, what's that going to look like for us in the middle of summer even around here? Do you know what I mean? There's so many unknowns you can't answer right now. And we'll just keep moving forward as the factual data comes out that's given to us by our state and federal governments, and then we'll go from there and we'll plan accordingly.
So how has this affected your budget or anything like that?
For this year's budget, obviously it was money that was budgeted, so we don't have a lot of extra costs. We do have some costs, and we are recording those extra costs because there's supposed to be some relief money for any extra costs you had because of the virus or the pandemic. We'll see. Next year's budget's a very good question. Our board did pass a preliminary budget, which we have to by state law, in the April board meeting. That set our budget for next year. It had no tax increase, They'll pass the final budget at our board meeting in June. But what we're going to get from the state next year is a very good question, Joe, that I don't know if a lot of people, even the state, knows right now, because you see the same information we're seeing coming out of Harrisburg. You know, they're losing anywhere between $4 to $6 billion worth of revenue. So, that's going to affect a lot of different services, including education. So we'll see what happens. In terms of that, we'll just keep going forward step by step, and we'll see where we end up come the middle of summer. The state has to have their budget passed for the next fiscal year. They're supposed to by law by June 30th. So we'll have a way better picture of that at the end of June. And then we'll adjust accordingly and do whatever we have to do. So.
Seems like a lot of confusion coming out of Harrisburg.
I'm not being critical. It's just, this is unprecedented, and they're trying to meet everyone's needs, and right now everybody has a lot of needs, and it's people who don't have normal needs, normally have some of these needs they have right now, and unfortunately that's what it is. And I think us as a school, we're just trying to sort of stay patient as an organization and move forward and do what's best for our students in the long run. And we're trying to use the concept of being flexible, because if we're not, you set these steadfast parameters in place, you're going to have issues with them if things change. And that's the thing with this pandemic, things are changing all the time. So I think we have to try as an organization to not necessarily react without plans, but respond, I would say, to what's going on at that certain time with on the state and the national level.
How have you been holding up through all of this?
Good. It's it's a unique challenge. It's obviously not something I thought I'd ever have to do, obviously.
Right.
My days are, and same thing with my administrative team, our days are a lot longer, and obviously we've changed the way we function. My administrative team, and we've labeled some of our employees, essential employees, like our maintenance staff and our cafeteria staff. You're probably aware we're getting out into the community Monday through Friday and giving free breakfast and lunch to our students. As we would in a normal school year. And we're actually going out. We go to like 12 or 13 different spots in the district and using school vehicles deliver those meals. And so, we're following all the requirements, and we're wearing masks and stuff. I'm not wearing a mask right now because I'm in my office by myself with my door closed.
That's why I can hear you so well.
Yeah, but when my secretary comes in, she has her mask on. I have my mask. I put my mask on here. And when, I walk across the hall to talk to one of my team members, we wear our masks, and that's what we're doing. And like everybody else in the world, everybody's knows how to use Zoom now or Google Hangouts, because we're doing all of our meetings virtual. And it can be for long days. It's a different type of work environment, than it is normally, and it can be a little bit more stressful. But I think that we all just try very hard. We're trying very hard as an organization to stay on the same page, and that's one of our daily goals anyway, 99% of the time. But we are, putting extra effort into that now, particularly, and our teachers have been fantastic. We meet with my building principals, are meeting with their teachers via Zoom all the time. We meet with the leadership group of our teachers on a weekly basis via Zoom. So we're trying to keep everybody going in the same direction.
Well, that's amazing how you adjusted the sales and how you're really trying to handle everything that's going on right now.
I think everybody's doing that, right? Even in the business world, whatever, everyone's got to keep moving forward a little bit. So we just have to, we just have to do the best we can on a daily basis. And the community's been great with this, I think everybody in our local local region is really trying to pull together, because I sit in once a week on the Jefferson County Emergency Management meeting, you know, via conference call, and it sounds to me like countywide, everyone's, you know, at least trying to be on the same page as well.
That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. You said your days are even longer now, and, you know, you're a very busy guy, and I really appreciate you taking the time out and giving
no
us some
problem. It's, you know, need anything in the future, any more updates in a couple of weeks from now, please just give my office a call. Be glad to chat with you.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Lesneski of the Punxsutawney School District. Now, you're also the superintendent of Jeff Tech, too, right?
Yeah, I'm the superintendent of the record for Jeff Tech, yeah.
Okay. Wow, there's got to be a lot of adjustments there because of the adult
courses. Yeah, there is. I mean, their school's even different than our, you know, because it's so much more hands-on there, obviously. Dr. Barry Philman's the executive director up there. He's doing a fantastic job, and they're getting through this kind of like we are, and they're trying to make their plans for next year as well, which is even more difficult than ours. So it's just one of those things, I think, that because of their uniqueness of their school, they're in even a different situation than a normal traditional public school system. So, but they're moving forward as well. So actually, we have a electronic Zoom meeting, board meeting tonight with them tonight. So that'd be good for them. And we've already obviously had one here in Punxsie. We had our April meeting, you know, via Zoom, and we're going to do our May meeting on May 12th via Zoom again. Again, we just keep moving forward, we'll see where we are come the beginning of summer.
All right, Dr. Lesneski, thank you so much for taking the time out and chatting with us today.
Great, thanks. Have a great day. Everybody stay safe.